好啦，咁我哋咧好快咧就翻嚟继续今晚我哋嘅讲题啦。即系我哋今晚系讨论紧，即系一种嘅新嘅科技，系能够咧系帮我哋咧系悭油，悭到三四成嘅油嘅耗油量，同埋咧系令到排放嘅空气咧系好干净嘅。咁即系好明显啦，我哋都话啦，最近嗰个空气污染呢个会议吓，喺香港举行咗国际会议，咁大家都好关注呢个问题，咁所以大家都系希望咧系搵一个即系有效嘅方法咯，系咪？咁但系我都成日都即系感觉上咧。香港即係好多地方嘅法例咧，都係唔係好輕易咧，係俾你咧去更改一架汽車嗰、那個即係嗰個所謂 performance 嘅咁樣。咁喺呢方面咧，喺你哋喺呢方面有冇即係嗰個情況到底係點咧？譬如你咁樣改下，將架車係令到佢更加慳油、更加乾淨、更加無污染，咁呢件好事嚟噶嘛？咁但係始終我哋好多法例咧，即係係唔係咁講嘅嚇？咁所以变咗嗰个情况系会点样咧？你所知道嘅？
首先咧，即系个系统本身佢就佢其实提供嗰个系个气体作为燃料。咁首先依一部分咧，佢就冇改变架车任何嘅即系基本运作嘅。咁依一 part 咧，嗱，因为你法例即系其实即系好多灰色地带嘅，其实你有讲者头阿金提及过嘅话，即系基本上你贴张贴纸都有机会话你系犯法嘅。咁但系如果依个科技可以改善空气质素，我觉得如果譬如即系有关部门要 cam 嘅，咁佢从边一个方面去 cam 咧？唔通你有呢个系统之后，你改善咗空气质素，你就受到即系你被起诉嘅？即系我会觉得好似有啲 ridiculous 啦，即系有啲唔系好合情理咯。
但系我唯有话俾你听，我哋政府通常做嘢都系唔合情理嘅，佢嘅思考系同。常人是很特别的，即是他们经常呢就做的事呢就是跟所有人的利益的背道而驰的。这些都不是第一次。
即是他怎么说呢，即是譬如很简单，如果他容许譬如啲人去这样去装这些，即是如果咁其他人都会去改装，不是只是改装这样东西，他改装其他改装个气格，赛车气格咁样都系犯法噶。依家，即系嗰啲咧吸气量大啲，燃烧得靓啲，嗰啲叫冬菇头嗰啲赛车嗰啲 filter。我以前部车都有改噶，系劲啲噶喎，装咗
系
啊，
咁
吸气大，唔系即系个气格佢 performance 好，即系唔会话即系你好似吸气咁样。以前嗰啲係加咗層沙布咁樣，咁你咪唞氣，個人都唔係好精神啦。即係依家冇咗個沙布，唞氣唞得好啲。嗱，咁樣其實犯法嘅喎，一定係。
嗱，咁但係你做咗呢個之後咧，你個即係嗰個汽車嗰個性能係強咗，
係強咗㗎。
咁咪會慳啲油添咧？又
咁冇嘢㗎，你強悍咗，咁你踩少少油，成支箭彈咗佢，咁你係咪行嘅里數多咗？即係咁解啊嘛。
理論上咧，就裝個冬菇頭係仲多油嘅。因为佢有个 sensor 喺个吸气嗰个位咧，佢 sensor 多咗气入咧，嗰、那个电子燃油喷就会喷多啲油落。
唔系，我知咁
你
咁
即系总之你加强佢嗰个
马力大咗嘛，咁你大咗无形中都系行嘅里数多咗，即系踩少啲油，咁佢都
唔系头先分析
唔系个 power 大咗，
强咗，唔系悭油咗，
就应该我知道应该嘥多咗，
嘥多油，即系好似喺个跑道嗰啲咁跑车咁。
唔系咁你
但
系行远咗，咁我唔使踩咁多咁又要咁无形中咪
佢大爆咯，多啲油爆啊嘛。
唔系咁我早啲去到嗰个地方，咁我。唔使揸咁耐，咁你揸得耐都系
少
得多咗。
咁即系你个路面上有个火箭咯，咁咪危险咯，系咪？咁所以咧，其实咧好多呢啲咁样嘅法例咧，表面嘅理由啦，亦都可能有系真嘅。咁一个安全理由啦，安唔安全啦，咁样好啦。咁呢个科技咧，你话喺美国咧，其实咧已经好多架车咧已经装置佢
啦，即系民间佢哋。
咁我亦都知道咧。我亦都手上有呢方面嘅资料咧，就话咧你系可以将个酒精行车嘅。咁喺美國咧，就你可以買一個幾百蚊買一個 kit， 咁啊裝落去咧，你又將你架車咧就用酒精行車嘅。咁大家知道咧，喺巴西咧已經好多車係咁啦，咁所以啲安全程度應該冇問題噶啦。好啦，咁而家呢個咁樣嘅，即係用 brown gas 啊嚟到行車咧， 个安全程度咧，暂时嚟讲，有冇即系有冇定论咧？
嗱本身其實我頭先都提及過，咁我哋有啲即係有啲即係安全嘅裝置，即係譬如呢啲氣只係會行單向，即係我哋唔會俾佢走翻轉頭，同埋有個即係電子嘅系統作為一個監控，我哋會監控佢個氣個温度啊，或者佢個我哋嗰個 terms 叫 PW pulse width modulator， 即係我哋會即係監控佢嘅。要製造幾多越少得我哋可以自己控制。咁如果 in case 有啲咩事嘅我哋可以 cut off 佢嘅。即係可以我停晒佢唔做。我哋即係喺個系統本身嘅安全性呢就好高。而我哋每一條喉或者每一條喉都受到譬如250度高温佢都唔會燒著嘅。即係會有呢啲咁嘅 standard， 我哋亦想一路做一啲叫國際驗證，咁令到我哋個產品可以即係好安全咁做銷售，即係呢樣係我哋會即係一路做嘅方向嚟。
OK， 嗱好啦，如果我哋有一個咁樣嘅工具嚇，係基本上安全嘅，幫你減低空氣污染嘅，咁即係環保嘅，同埋慳油嘅，咁你會諗到咩人會反對啦？
油公司咯、
啊，咁大家知道啦吓，即系嗱，我哋唔知道呢个科技将点样发展啦。咁我好肯定咧，点解我哋过去我成日都话咧，根本我哋已经有办法咧用水咧嚟到行车嘅。呢、這个科技已经不同嘅国家、不同嘅科学家、发明人咧已经做过出嚟示范过嘅。咁但系点解迟迟我哋都未见佢出现咧？咁我哋都即系大家都心知肚明啦。啊，咁油公司系其中一个咧，系一定会反对佢。咁通常佢嘅手法咧，就买咗呢个科技，跟住咧就抌咗佢嘅。啊！佢唔会帮你发扬光大嘅。好啦，咁我哋跟住咧要同阿 Neil 哥倾下啦，因为佢系将呢个科技咧系引发嚟嘅，带嚟香港嘅。咁如果呢个香港系令到香港即系呢个科技令到香港嗰个空气嘅问题咧，起码呢方面咧系解决咗咧，我哋应该系多谢阿 Neil 嘅。咁我想睇下咧，即系 Neil 咧即系点样将呢个科技带过嚟啦？呢、這个科技其实咧好耐历史噶啦，喺不同嘅程度咧都已经出现过噶啦。咁个过程会点样呢 ？Okay, Neil, we need to know, you know, how you managed to bring this technology to Hong Kong?
Well, it just so happened one day, somebody in the extrapolitical network let me know that there was an inventor, rather clever man, who understood this technology. He understood it very, very deeply, and he was producing.These fuel cells in a very small workshop in the States. And he was selling not a large amount, but nevertheless he'd got it going. And his supply lines started to become interrupted, which means that he'd find that certain components would not arrive. The vendors would not deliver them. Secondly, he had a series of break-ins into his car because his car is fitted with a system, just like Herman's.
Mm-hmm.
And on the outside are signs, you know, water-powered, this kind of thing. But nothing was stolen.This is the interesting thing. Nothing was stolen. It was a form of intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
He moved to an industrial estate, and he had no name of his company in the industrial estate because he didn't want to raise his profile. People, again, started snooping around, very strange people. So he was having a lot of problem in getting supply. So one way or the other, we got in touch with each other, and what he wanted to do was to see if he could somehow get the product made outside of the States.So that he could be free of this problem and production could be taken away from America where, for reasons we're going to later, this technology is really suppressed. And basically arranged over the email, obviously our emails must have been read, but we arranged that I would fly over and meet him and discuss this whole situation. In fact, on the front page of my website is a film when I actually went there. It's on my website.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the film of me interviewing him, and the whole story is on, and you can see the cell working. When I arrived there, we spent a lot of time discussing procedures. I could see that there were parts missing, and he couldn't really get it done. And finally, it was time to leave, and I got on my local flight from one of the states in America. And as I got on, I was separated from more than 200 people. I was completely separated. I was taken into a room.Where I had to sit and wait. The guy wouldn't talk to me. He wouldn't say anything to me. They had my suitcases opened separately, and they were rummaging through my case, still not talking to me. Then they took me into another room where I had to go through various tests. One was, I think it's quite common now, they swab you with a cloth with alcohol all over you. They put into a machine to read it. Second thing I was put into, rather indignantly, was put into a pressure chamber where air was blown in and then sucked out. I had to stand there until the door opened, which I did. And then there was another some small procedure. And I sat down in a chair and I had to wait for more than 35, 40 minutes. Nobody spoke to me. Absolutely nobody spoke to me. After that, I was released. I went back into to join the rest of the people. And they were rummaging through my case again. And they couldn't find anything except just superficial objects, you know, wires and stuff like that.
Mm.
In actual fact, what they didn't realize was that the day before I left, I had sent by courier the technology out of the country. Because I anticipated, you know, what if they'd been listening? What if they wanted to stop me? What if they would have found something there? Anything could have happened. Mm. Now, why do I say anything could have happened? Because you have to understand that the value of the dollar all relates to energy.
Right.
It's all energy related. You buy oil, you pay in dollars.
Right.
When America does a diplomatic relationship, diplomatic relations with people, it involves the dollar. It involves compensation. It involves credits. It involves trade agreements. It's all dollar related. If you devalue energy, you devalue the dollar. Mm. And this is quite obvious. This is something they don't really want. So, cut long story short, I came back, went to China, got all this stuff developed, and started shipping to him. And he started selling, and he's selling okay, and arranged for the suppliers to come to him. And then he invited me onto the board of his company, which I couldn't do in the States. So I wasn't particularly interested. So he set up a company in Hong Kong, and I was invited to be part of that. And we're thinking about it because we're not really orientated towards, you know, exploiting the situation for profit. Of course, you have to operate and you have to cover costs. Yes, I agree. Right. But my initial intention is not to exploit this purely for money. It's just not, you won't achieve anything if you do that. We come back, you know, you're probably thinking to yourself now, well, why are they suppressing this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, in the Philippines, there's a guy called Daniel Dingle. I will put all these links up onto my website tonight or tomorrow. He's a Philippine guy. He's an old boy. Years ago, he already had a car, and he separated the hydrogen and the oxygen in a special cell, and he runs this car on pure water.
In the Philippines?
Philippines. His name is Daniel Dingle. You can see the whole film. You can see he's interviewed.
Mm.
Now, people, German companies, people have gone there one after the other to try and do a deal with him, but he won't do it. Why? Very simple. The United States allegedly has an agreement with the Philippines that they'll be looked after, but they cannot develop any alternative forms of energy or escape this agreement. Now, you know, here you have a guy in a poor country. He says openly on YouTube he wants to, if he could get anything out of this, he would do it to help his people. Okay, that's number one. The guy's alive and kicking. He's an old boy.
He's a Filipino?
He's a Filipino.
Oh.
Very, very clever man.
Mm.
The next case I want you to look at is the case of Stan Myers. Very, very famous case.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. Saw his clip, yes.
Right, Stan Myers, the Orion Project, Dr. Greer, they're all trying to buy his technology, his papers and everything. Stan Myers was allegedly poisoned. Because he had his water car. He could run a car on water. Right. If anybody runs the car on water, you're taking a big chunk out of the oil market, and the dollar will go to nothing.
Mm.
Thirdly, which I must point out, and this is the most important, there's a guy called Paul Pantone. Now, let me just put something very, very square in your minds now. Most of these inventors and these people dealing with this kind of technology didn't go to university. They think outside of the box. When you go to mainstream university, and you can see we're having problems with the university here,
right,
the ufology lectures,
right,
the dean of the faculty of science is so clever, but why doesn't he teach about this water car? Why? Because he don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He can't get it into his head that this is important for his students to know. It is part of ufology, energy, clean air. But the dean don't want to know.
So he cancelled the course.
He cancelled the course. He don't want to know anything. He wants to keep you all stupid. Now, we're not stupid. People of Hong Kong are very clever. You know, I mean, just the work that you do, Dr. Young, I mean, that's just amazing. Better Hong Kong. What is a better Hong Kong? It's a cleaner Hong Kong. This technology cleans the air. If you're talking about you know, hydroxy gas, the gas technology, you're knocking out 40, 50, 60% of the noxious fumes from the air. Why are we not doing it? What are we worried about? What's illegal? What's legal? It's our health. It's our kids. This is a very important point. Behind this guy, Paul Pantone, let me tell you what happened. You see, Paul Pantone invented something called GEET. G-E-E-T. Again, I'll put a special page up on my website for you to look at. GEET is Global Environmental Energy Technology. Paul Pantone invented this. Basically, what it does is you can use 20% paint, old oil, anything like that, diesel, crude oil, petrol. 80% can be urine. It can be salt water. It can be battery acid. The principle of GEET is that you have a cold tube coming into the exhaust, bringing cool petrol, water, urine mix, and hot exhaust coming the other way. As they pass each other, there is some form of physics that takes place that we don't understand, but Paul Pantone understands it. And what it does is it creates a plasma. And this plasma has the effect of breaking down the water, the paint, petrol, whatever you want to call it, whatever you put in there, will break it down and will turn it into a combustible fuel. Now, GEET technology, Paul Pantone, when he did this, he set up a company to invite investors because he needed the money to develop it. Allegedly, he was then said he was defrauded. He defrauded the people. He defrauded his investors. The answer is no, he did not. He was again creating a threat to the US dollar. Again, coming up with this energy. So what did they do to Paul Pantone? They took Paul Pantone and they stuck him in the Utah State Penitentiary. In other words, the jail in the state of Utah. Now, he wants to go and defend himself. So what happens to Paul Pantone? They say to him, you are insane. You want to defend yourself, you have to take these psychotropic drugs so that we can say you're normal, and then you can defend yourself. Clearly, they want to erase his memory.
Right, right.
The poor guy is sitting there. His toes are abducting. He's got problems with his health. He's got a problem with his teeth. He's not learning anything. The man is depressed. Now, let me just take a little step backwards and explain to you something else. He has a son called David Pantone. David Pantone has done an interview very recently with his father, you know, trying to get this message out to the whole world about his father being stuck there. He needs help. He needs help. There's a group of people, friends of GEET, who want to help. I'll put all this on the website. Now, coming back to all this, there's a group called the Panacea University. Panacea University is a charitable non-profit organization made up of young people who think outside of the box. They live on noodles, trust me. They live on noodles, but they give their whole life. It's called altruism. They're not doing it for money. They're doing all this kind of work on green energies and technologies for nothing. They're doing it for our children, for you, for me, for cleaning the air. And one of the guys there who I'm very close to and work very closely with, his name is Ashworth Palisi. Ashworth is in touch with Paul Pantone's son, David Pantone. They are up to date all the time trying to get people to help get his dad out of jail. If we get his dad out of jail, we will understand the physics of GEET. Currently, another sort of very similar item to GEET from Paul Pantone, something called SPAD. In France, they have this fitted to a helicopter, and it's flying around, and it's only, you know, you're saving 80% of the fuel. You can put it into tractors and farms. You can run farms efficiently. The point is, it's cleaning up the air. You could wipe out 90% of the pollution in any vehicle through GEET and SPAD. So, Ashworth Palisi at the Panacea University has 800 open source engineers worldwide on a forum, all working for free, giving free open, so nobody can patent anything, technology on all sorts of devices. One of the devices I said to you is GEET. One of the devices I said to you is this HHO gas. We're working with them as well to mass produce another system, lower cost system, so everybody can have one as well. We're working on that, and Herman's working on it. But he's also developed another form of technology where you get your laptop, and the noise from the laptop vibrates. That vibration is turned into energy. And what does it do? It charges your laptop. So you never need any power in your laptop, ever. Because the noise in the air and the sound, the laptop, whatever, is just amplified the vibration and charging the laptop. Panacea University is also involved in another device, which they're going to try and put onto my boat, where you put in certain amounts of power, and it's a kind of a circuit, and it runs the lights and everything, and it amplifies it 6, 7, 8 times. Now, where's that energy coming from? This is true zero-point energy. It's coming from the quantum vacuum of space. It's exactly where it's coming from nowhere. So these people are playing a very, 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 very important part in tackling pollution, in making energy more affordable and getting it to the people. And I will put, tomorrow, I'll put as much as I can onto the website about this, and you people can look at it. You can certainly contact Herman, contact us, and we can help everybody try to get information on this device. And also be careful, because there's conspiracy going on where they're putting bad situations, bad, dangerous bottles. You see those, Herman?
Yes.
With the wires and everything telling you, this is a good, sorry?
They will blow.
They're dangerous, but they want to corrupt this business. They want people to take something, make it dangerous, have an accident, then they can say, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me just tell you one thing before we go. I contacted Clean the Air Hong Kong. You know Clean the Air Hong Kong?
Yeah, right.
I contacted them. I said, I've got the solution for you. You know what the guy turned around and said to me? His name is Middleton. We don't want to look at your device, We don't look at your device because, it blocks the airflow of the car and it interferes with the computer and it does this, it does that. They said no before they said yes. If the guy wants the clean air, he should say yes before he says no.
Is that the guy from a Civic Exchange or do you know anything? Is that, because there was a conference recently.
I want to tell you, as far as I'm concerned, these people, these people, there are people planted all over the place. I don't say this guy is, because I don't know.
Right, okay.
But there's a very interesting book. I cannot remember the name of it. But it is amazing how many people are planted all around the world in different universities, different institutions, to stop all this going on. That's why UFOs don't exist, supposedly.
Mm.
Because if they say, yes, they exist, people are going to say, well, how do they fly if there's no petrol?
Mm.
Well, anti-gravity. Why aren't we researching it? Because they don't want to devalue the dollar. And this is the reason behind the whole conspiracy.
Okay. 這個科技剛才阿Neil說其實不是一個這種的，其實有很多很多的團體是有這樣的很驚人的廉價乾淨的能源的科技的。但為什麼這些科技一直都未現世呢？大家享受不到呢？其實當然這個是對現時的既得利益的供應能源那些石油公司啊、電油公司咧係有直接嘅衝突嘅，咁仲有咧，我哋都曾經咁講咧，佢話佢曾經接觸過香港關於關注香港個空氣嘅質素嘅一個團體，咁同佢接觸嗰個人咧，直情冇興趣知道嘅。咁佢話嘅原因咧，其實咧，我哋將來會發現咧，會有好多人咧係魚目混珠咧，係將呢啲咁樣假科技咧係混入去咧，係製造一啲意外啊，咁令到啲人咧就覺得嗱，你睇下咧，呢個科技唔係咁簡單嘅，我哋要需要好多嘅保護我哋嘅安全嘅法例咧，係嚟到管制呢啲嘅。咁將來我哋都以前我都同大家分享過啦，即係美國呢個911咧，其實好簡單啫，你真上網911咧。911已經好多呢方面嘅資料嘅，我哋嘅地球已經係即係而家進行得好快咧，就係已經有一組嘅我哋叫做世界嘅新世界嘅疊碎嘅人咧，係用不同嘅方向咧，係已經控制我哋嘅醫療控制我哋嗰個金融，控制我哋嗰個能源嘅來源，係好多好多方面咧，都係即係會發生緊㗎喇。咁我哋即係任何人搞呢樣嘢呢，其實呢都可以咁講呢，係有危險㗎。
我只有一個問題啫，呢個科技貴唔貴㗎？即係如果我想將我架車改裝到好似即係有呢種科技嘅時候呢，要用幾多錢呢？
唔貴嘅。
即係講緊幾多錢呢？譬如講緊係千啊、萬啊、定係百呢？
幾千蚊。
講緊幾千蚊。
但系
一次过
差唔多啫，
一次过以后就入水啦。
OK， 即系佢会中间会，譬如我要过得两三年，我要拎嚟维修。
因为我哋唔敢讲话用 forever 啦，但系即系可能一两年啦。咁但系你要做嘅就系入水咯。
OK，
好啦，咁 好高兴咧，今晚又即系邀请到阿 Neil 啦，同埋 Herman 咧，系同我哋分享下呢、這个即系呢种嘅新嘅科技啦。咁其实个背后嗰、那个个问题唔系净系科技吓，个、帮我哋悭电油啊，整高我哋即系清洁我哋嘅空气咁简单嘅。嘅背后咧系引发到好多好多嘅香港人，好多人都唔知道嘅吓。我呢个地球咧系到底系即系。是发生的什么事呢？我们是有班人控制着我们的。我们是有足够的科技是令到我们是可以说是平即是安全然后丰裕地是生活是完全没有问题的。好啦，将来呢我们会再跟大家呢分享多一点这方面的资料。好啦，咁多谢大家今晚的收听啦。咁要跟大家讲声拜拜，下个星期再会。拜拜。